Ever wondered why you can't lose weight? Ever wondered why you can't accomplish things in life? Well, join me today as I share my own personal story about how mindset and changing my mindset has affected my life. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Tussey Show. It is fantastic today. I'm very excited. The sun is shining. It's cold in Kentucky. But as resentful as I feel about that coming from Michigan and moving down here for warm weather, I cannot complain because the sun is shining. How are you all doing? I actually am doing pretty good. I am looking forward to some great things. Our 100th episode podcast party is coming up. That's going to be out the 1st of June. And I am so excited. I've got a couple of ladies lined up to come on and talk with us. And it's going to be a great and exciting time. If you are not a subscriber on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you follow me, definitely subscribe so you'll get the notifications when the podcast is released. But I want you to know that I so appreciate you. This has just been one of the most joyful things that I have done in my life. And I'm having such a good time. I was thinking this morning, I can really talk for a long time because I was thinking 15-minute podcasts probably are faster for people and maybe more popular. I don't know. But I can always fill 15 minutes really easy. And so it's probably all of this telling you all the great things going on stuff. So we've got the 100th episode party coming up. Jason Lienarts of Revolutionary You. He'll be coming on as a guest speaker very soon. So we're going to get that podcast out to you. He is actually a fitness trainer and he has his own gym and he has his own podcast. You have to go check him out. If you're interested in health and fitness and weight loss, which is, seems to be like the subcategory of my entire life, you go check him out. Now, on the last podcast, I talked to you about the fact that McDonald's is taking the Cadbury cream eggs and turning it into a McFlurry. And they did not, I'm talking about this because Easter candy and Easter eggs are so huge in the U.S. every year. And I actually did not buy one piece of chocolate or candy until it was on sale half off. Yep, I must confess. I did really well not to buy any because I was too busy. We sang all weekend on Easter weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at Chenault Vineyards here in Richmond, Kentucky, and it was fun, but it meant I didn't do Easter baskets. I didn't do any of those things. So, but then I went in to buy Cadbury eggs because I had done the research on this, and the fact is that they only released the McFlurry in Canada and in Australia. And the reason they said they did that is because they feel that the chocolatiers who make the chocolate for the Cadbury eggs over there and up there were that they're better, maybe. And so they're super in high demand in that country. So they kind of rolled it out there first. So we didn't get that here on our Easter. Now, we could make one if we wanted to, but I figure I will have to try a bite of the McFlurry. I like the cream eggs. I like the little ones better. But I made an appeal because we do actually have a following, believe it or not, in Canada and Australia and in Europe and in Britain. It's amazing. So I made an appeal, and one of the listeners said she is going to send me a couple of the Cadbury cream eggs from New Zealand. So we're going to do an on-air review, and we'll videotape it at the same time. And we're going to test. We're going to test America's chocolate to Canada's and Australia's chocolate and see what's going on here. Because on the Julie Tussie Show, we must always, always do scathing exposés. That's right. And we have to find out what's going on with this Cadbury egg thing. I'm very excited about that. Well, I was on halfsizeme.com. Well, halfsizeme, the podcast, and you can check it out at halfsizeme.com. And I was interviewed by Heather Robertson, who is the founder of Half Size Me. What an amazing, amazing community and program. It's just a support group, basically, and a lot of information and a great, great podcast. Well, she doesn't know this, but she's really good at getting like your life story of why when you first found out that you were having a weight issue or had a strange relationship with food or whatever it was. And when we did the podcast, I'm telling you, I didn't even realize some of the things, and she may not know this, some of the things, like I never realized that there was things in my childhood where I was relating with food inappropriately, if you would, or liking it more, I guess would be a better way to say it. I liked it a lot, and I started not really overeating, but just not liking healthy things. And looking back, though, I started having a mindset issue very early on. And I said in this interview, it's actually episode 321, and it was just released this week. Today is April the 5th, 2018, as we record. But you can go back. She archives everything. She's got, 321 podcasts. So you can go check that out. But I didn't realize until I did the interview with Heather that I had a mindset issue. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. Matter of fact, a couple of times while we were talking, it was almost like therapy, like I wanted to start crying, realizing how somehow I had gotten this perspective of my body. Here I am, 11 and 12 years old, and I didn't want my picture taken because I was, in my mind, I looked fat. Well, the truth was, I was very muscular, had abs. Oh, my Lord. I had abs, people. I had abs. I don't know where they went. I don't know where they went. And thank you, menopause, that I may never find them again. Thank you. But I was so muscular that I had a nice little booty. And because of that, and because I didn't have thin thighs, I have very muscular thighs. But I was still, I look like a string bean. If you didn't see my muscles, which I was in a bikini a lot at that time because we had our own pond at home when I grew up. And so we swam all summer long. But if I had on pants and a shirt, you could never tell that I wasn't just some skinny, scrawny little kid. But as a result, I got this mindset. And my father wanted to take my picture in a story. I was trying out a camera. And I had the mindset that I was fat. I was not anything near fat, but this is where it started for me. And maybe you're the same as me. And so he wanted to take my picture. So I crossed my arms over myself and it felt so awkward. Can you believe that? Can you believe me? I like the selfie queen. I felt so awkward and I did not want my picture taken. And I just felt different than the other girls, just different. And I can honestly say that as an adult, my main size through my whole adulthood has run between a 7 and a 12. And so more of a Marilyn Monroe kind of a figure, more curvy with a muscular, I was quite muscular when I went through puberty. I got that female body fat that you get to give you curves all in the right places, and I was very curvy. Now, I did go on to have to really work at it. I was very athletic when I was younger. And then when I got older and started working, I didn't exercise as much. And so I had to really work at it. But I never, ever, ever had a tummy on me or anything. And menopause brought that. And I'm not through menopause as we speak. I am going through it for 3 years now. And I still haven't accomplished that 12-month mark. But I've gotten a huge, huge response for two things on the podcast from doing that podcast with Heather. One is the menopause issue. So many women are so curious about menopause symptoms and what to expect and perimenopause. So I'm actually going to do an entire series on that, and I'm looking forward to it because I actually studied for, oh, let's see, the day I turned 40, I had severe perimenopause, and I think about 5 years before that. So let's just say Julie Tussey has been going through that for a long time. And so I've studied it for a long time. So there is a wealth of knowledge out there that you can have access to. And I'm going to kind of tell my story and the things that I dealt with, the things that you may deal with, and how I found answers. But today I wanted to talk about this mindset thing. That happened to me so young. And that mindset followed me through my life, through my adult life. And then here I am, you know, in my grandma stage. Yeah, I'm the glamma, though. Let's make that clear. My kids all got together and decided to they weren't going to call me grandma. They were going to call me glamma. And I could never be so thankful. You know what a glamma is? Someone who looks too young to have grandchildren. She's just too young and glamorous. And you're probably one, too, if you're listening. But yeah, so I'm a glamma. But that mindset I have learned has been like one of the major, major things for me to have to overcome when it comes to weight loss. And, you know, you get the magazines in front of you. You get the airbrushing of 12-year-olds looking to try to pass them off as 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds. And there's been so much inundation. Is that a word? I think I just made up a word. Inundation into my mind. So much information inundated and into our society. And as women, we've got so much to learn. Two things. Number one, you've got to fix your mindset. You cannot lose weight. You cannot get fit. You can't change your life really in any area until you change your mindset. If you're a negative Nelly, you're not going to accomplish anything. So I really had to deal with that. And then the other thing, what was my other point? There's two things. Mindset. Well, we'll deal with mindset. The other one was really good. Menopause moment. So anyway, the thing that I've really, really had to work on is my mind. And I actually read a book years ago called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I remember it being a hard read. Y'all know I like to read romance novels. But I remember it being a little bit of a hard read for me, but so interesting. But one thing that I took away from that, and I have just never forgotten it in all these years, was that the word paradigm shift. So paradigm shift. And what that is learning to take a situation and look at it. It's kind of like the glass half empty or half full thing. So I remember taking that into many areas of my life. But when it came to weight loss, I've had to work on this paradigm shift. And I must be honest, it's not something that happens overnight. But you have to learn to not compare yourselves, your body or yourself, to other people. You are unique. You are wonderfully and beautifully made. You are one of a kind. You know, you are individual. And I hate to liken you to a snowflake, but so many people, you know, say how every single snowflake is individual. Well, that's how we are as human beings and as women, as wives, as mothers. And you only get one body and you only get one chance at health in your life as far as you just have one body to make healthy. And when you're young, you don't realize that if you don't have health, you don't have anything when you get older. It doesn't matter how rich you are. If you don't feel well every single day, it's hard to enjoy your life. So even money cannot cure that. But you have your beautiful body. And I don't care if it's not healthy right now, you can turn that around most times. And the way that you begin to get your health and your fitness and your mental health is to first begin to work on your mindset. There's a lot of inner dialogue that goes on in your head. And you know what I'm talking about, girls. You know, it's so easy, especially when you get over 20 or even over 30, to begin to compare yourselves to someone who's younger, someone who's prettier, someone who's more beautiful. Things change, things shift, gravity happens, stuff happens, our skin ages. You know, my girlfriend said the other day, age is the great equalizer. And it is so true. You know, we may be just absolutely gorgeous when we're younger and things start falling apart. Maybe we don't have the money to go have plastic surgery or to buy $1 million skincare and those kinds of things. But there is something that you can do, and that is you can change your mindset about you. Stop comparing yourselves to other women. Stop. You've got to find in your heart your strengths and your weaknesses and deal with them. You have strengths. There's things that you can do, people you can reach. There's things in you that are not in me or in other women. And the same goes for men. This is great for men too. There are things, you are you, and there's never going to be another you. Even like my daughters, one of them looks like my twin. Thank you, Jesus. She's 24 years younger than me. And people mistake us for sisters all the time. Like, thank you, Lord. But anyway, as much as she looks exactly like me, she is not me and I am not her. And there's so many different aspects. We truly are just layer upon layer upon layer of beauty and depth and I hope and, you know, heart and soul and kindness and compassion. So it's so good to remember that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in your body. And when you can start to look at it like that and realize that your body, that's not the real you. You are in there, and your body is yours to control and command and whip into shape, if you will. You know what I mean? Your body is like your gift to be here, and you've got to take care of it, and you can change it. You can change it. And it starts through the way that you look at yourself or your mindset. Do you believe you can get in shape? If you don't, then start watching other people who have done it. Look at success stories. Do you believe that you can change who you are and change how you live right now? And if you don't, you've got to begin. To me, the best way is to go look at other people's examples and begin to have hope in your heart and begin to change the way that you look at you. Stop beating you up. Would you do that to your best friend? Would you do it to a stranger even? Even would you do it to your worst enemy? Not likely. Not likely. So if you want to have a better life in your body image, your size, your thighs having cellulite, whatever it is, you've got to begin to believe that that can change. And even before that, you've got to begin to love and embrace you. You don't have to love that your stomach is bigger than you want, but you have to love you, honey. You have to love you. And when you start loving you and start accepting, you know what? So what? Your stomach is bigger than someone else's. What kind of heart do you have? What do you do every day to take care of your family? How do you love your husband? How do you take care of your friends and your neighbors? Those things are so important. And so if you can begin to start to accept you and realize that God created you and he gave you that body, and maybe it's out of shape, but it's still your gift, and you can make the most of your life with that gift by giving it health, by giving it fitness. You know, and there's so much more that I could go on into how to start fitness by taking a 5-minute walk and how to, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're 600 pounds, 500 pounds, 300 pounds, 200. I don't care. If you're listening today, this is not an accident that you are listening. This is for you. You deserve to have a happy, healthy, and fulfilled life. And you are in control of your body. And all you have to do, girl, and I am telling you from a person who has been there, I have been there. You've got to stop hating your body and stop hating yourself and stop being so hard on you, because you're amazing. You are here today, and there's a purpose for your life, and there's somebody that you are the center of their world, and you need to be, you need to enjoy your life. You will be a better woman. You will be a better person. You will be a better wife, a better mother, a better worker. It will improve your life. So I'm going to ask you to challenge yourself on your mindset. Listen to your inner dialogue. Are you always down on you? And if you are and it's coming out of your mouth, it's going to affect your children and how they look at themselves. And I've learned that the hard way. I don't know why I was so down on myself, other than I felt different. And it just grew and grew and grew. And you know what? It made me gain weight. It would make me eat for comfort, and it would make me despise the way I look, and I would work hard, and when it didn't work, then I would just binge. It's just a terrible, terrible cycle, and I'm here today to tell you that you can break it, and you can succeed. I am a turtle. I'm a total turtle. It takes me forever now that I've been 30 25 times. It takes me forever to see a change in my body, but you know what? I'm changing my mind. I'm changing my mindset, and I'm working on, you know what? If I never change, if my body doesn't change at all, I am valuable and lovable, and I deserve love. I deserve it just like everybody else, and so do you. And that is slowly helping me to embrace where I am, let go of the fallacy of being 20 again, and looking like a size 2. My thigh is bigger than a size 2, if you know what I mean. But I'm made that way. That's how I'm made. I am not ever going to be a skinny, scrawny waif of a girl. And so I just have to take what God has given me and make the best of it and be the healthiest that I can be. And I can honestly tell you, I'm down 24 pounds and it is a work every day, but I am worth it. And if you can look at yourself that way, it will change your life. It will change your life. We'll be right back.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show. First I drink the coffee, then I do this stuff. I'm just wild like that. I want this one to be like, in a world of haters, be a lover. I'm here to show you how to do that.
Well, thank you so much for listening to The Julie Tussey Show. I so, so appreciate you. And if you can't tell, I believe in you and I love you and I care about you. I care about the women. Some of the people that listen to the podcast actually communicate with me, and I love that. You can reach me at julietussey@gmail.com, and you can find me on Facebook and message me. It's amazing. Definitely go and like the Facebook page. It's Facebook, The Julie Tussey Show. And let us know. Let me know how you are doing. Also, let me know if there's any topics you want to talk about that you want to hear about, because I'm all about that. But I hope that this program helped you, and I hope that you will share it with someone that you know that it would help, okay? I would really, really appreciate that. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can.
Find us on social media at facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man.